Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day with Fred Landry and Lopez, presented by United Rentals, the tools and equipment you need for any job. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, so this is a hit that we're going to get to real quick right off the bat. John dropped some news in this last segment that, well,
making the rounds.
Apparently, Chick-fil-A is limiting the number of sauces that everybody can get when they come through, which obviously to the chagrin of many folks out there. Well, we reached out to some folks.
My friend.
That could be incorrect. Let's go out to the Buyer's Barricade hotline real quick. And who is this?
Johan.
This isn't Johan Santana, is it?
It is not.
Okay.
All right.
I was going to say, man, from pitching for the Mets to Chick-fil-A, that's quite the career change.
And you work at Chick-fil-A, correct?
Yes, sir.
What's the latest and greatest?
Because it's all over social media.
So this is a lie. It's as big of a lie as Melo taking us to the finals, all right? So don't believe it. Do not believe it. I'm at a Chick-fil-A right now, and I'm about to go ask for 10 Chick-fil-A sauces, and at the end of it, they'll say my pleasure.
Right they will. I love when they do that. All right, man. All right, we wanted to make that clarification because we love Chick-fil-A, and I want to get my guys, Landry and Freddie, a black card, and I don't want to get some wrong information out there. But it is all over the place. Apparently, maybe some other restaurant planted this.
Does it have the internet going nuts?
It has the internet
going
nuts.
You know what? But it's stupid. Why would you? Because here's the thing. Guess what? Now everybody's talking about it. Now everybody's talking about it. And Chick-fil-A is getting all this free advertising.
And they're hungry for Chick-fil-A.
They're putting in. And you know what? Now what you're doing is you're telling people are going to, you know what? The hell with it. I'm going to go try it out.
That's right.
I'm going to go see. I'm going to go buy some Chick-fil-A.
Oh, maybe that's why they are Chick-fil-A.
Maybe it's Chick-fil-A doing it. Maybe. It's one of those cows doing is what it's doing. Yeah. That's what's happening.
Eat more chicken.
Exactly right. Texans! Hey, they play this Sunday, don't they? Don't know if they're going to limit sauces to their employees on the way over at the Performance Cafe. Everyone participated. Everybody participated in practice in some form or fashion yesterday. Colvin, Kuti, Cunningham. Cunningham. Ejiofor, Hal, Hopkins, and Joseph all limited in practice yesterday. But I don't care how you slice it. That is great news for your Houston Texans as they continue to get healthy. As the season wears on, as we embark on the second half of the season.
The best Texans team is going to take the field.
Since opening day? And you know what?
Maybe better.
Because, again, you don't have to. Listen, Deshaun's not worried about his knee anymore, all right? You got J.J.'s not going to run out of gas. Devion's playing at a high level. No, I agree. Tell you what, Justin Reed's better right now. No, you're exactly right. I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. That's a better football team starting tomorrow Sunday than it was at the beginning of the season. DJ Swearinger! Swore revenge on Bill O'Brien earlier this week, and quarterback Deshaun Watson was asked about it heading into the game.
I don't know too much. He's a great, you know, great player. He's, you know, I guess leading the lead in picks and doing what he need to do for the team. So that's all I can really say about him.
Love it. Doing whatever he needs to do.
Deshaun's going to be like the water boy during the kickoff or the kicker. Like, who am I going after? There's Mr. Swag.
Number 36.
There he is.
Number 36. I told you guys yesterday one of the most impressive facts about DJ Swearinger is that he's been able to keep the same number at every stop along the way. That's impressive. That is impressive. Thursday night football tonight. You know, we thought we were getting a good game last Sunday or last Thursday. And we didn't.
We did not.
And we didn't. It started out okay. I mean, if you're, and I'll tell you what, for all my Christian McCaffrey fans out there, you were feeling pretty good about how things went for you last week. However, if you were like our boy ESG, the Panthers got their ass beat after that. Tonight, however, I think this is going to be this has the potential to be another good game.
Now, I really do too.
I think it will be. It's going to be interesting because one thing we've seen so far is that the home team on a Thursday night, it's hard to go against them, especially when you consider the travel from Green Bay to the Great Northwest, all right? But this is a game, if you're the Packers, they're sitting at 4-4-1. Anytime you got number 12 at quarterback, you're feeling pretty good about yourself. They have to win tonight if they're going to stay on pace.
And Seattle's been okay of late, you know, had some good games.
Exactly.
Who you got? You got Green Bay or Seattle?
I'm going with Seattle.
I hate picking the road team on a Thursday night game.
I did last week, and it screwed me.
I'm taking Green Bay.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, what do we got record-wise here? What do we got?
Four and one and 4-5, I believe.
Ooh. Okay. And that's I tell you what, that's the thing about Seattle. For as you know, yeah, we heard about the Legion of Boom was gone this year. You know, Earl Thomas has been gone since, what, week three, week four, whatever it was, with a broken leg. You look at, okay, thinking of, and we got a little bit of time here. When you look at quarterbacks, franchise-type quarterbacks, all right, one thing, when you look at a guy like a Deshaun Watson, the hope is that you've got a competent GM and a competent franchise around him that is going to put guys around him so that you're constantly in, you know, that you're constantly in competition. Mm-hmm. So you're obviously a contender year in and year out. Russell Wilson, as great as a start as he had, all right, then you get him paid, and then since, and the one thing we've seen, and I don't know that we've seen a team do this yet outside of, well, I mean, I would say the Saints a little bit, but they had some lean years. What team can you think of off the top of your head where once they paid their quarterback,
mm-hmm.
all right, and wasn't on that rookie deal anymore, outside of Tom Brady, even though he's taken below market deals, so I don't think he counts.
Right.
They've still been able to field the Super Bowl contender with a franchise quarterback.
So they get the quarterback on the young contract,
yes.
on the rookie contract, pay him, and are still good.
Or even like say in the case of a guy like a Joe Flacco, mm-hmm. who wasn't even, he wasn't on a rookie contract, but he wasn't on that great, big, ginormous contract.
Roethlisberger?
Yeah.
Peyton Manning? Peyton. Aaron Rodgers.
Well, but I mean, but that's what I'm saying, though. But I mean, they've been, but the thing about the Aaron Rodgers in them, I mean, let's face it. I mean, he hasn't sniffed a Super Bowl. I mean, outside of the one NFC championship run he's made.
But that was right after his rookie deal. When he got it, I thought you were talking about their rookie deal to the next.
Well, I'm just saying in general, because I feel like the one thing we keep seeing is who's the one team, and like I said, I think it's to your point with the Steelers, is other than the Steelers and the Patriots,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you've got an albatross at quarterback sucking up all that money, to me, that's where you better have a GM worth his salt. Who can find those early guys that you don't have to break the bank
on? No, that
on.
Is true. That is absolutely. You got to, if you're going to pay the quarterback, you got to be able to have rookie contracts on his complimentary pieces, by and large,
right?
Or vice versa.
And that's my thing. And listen, I mean, you could say too. I mean, and for as great as you know, you mentioned Ben Roethlisberger. You know, for a guy, I mean, when you talk about, and obviously Le'Veon Bell's gone, but you know, now that you've got no, you know, you've had for a 3-4 year run, you had three guys in their prime: Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and Ben Roethlisberger, mm-hmm. and still couldn't sniff the Super Bowl. All right, so that certainly sets up. My point in all that is that you got Russell Wilson, who right now, can anybody? I mean, his number one receiver right now is who? Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, Lockett.
Tyler Lockett. Mm-hmm. Right, who was a return specialist a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's where you're at. I mean, for as great as, who was it? Who's their GM out there? John Robinson or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Great for those first few years. Grabbed some great linebackers. Hit big with the secondary.
I thought they were going to be around for 6 or 8 years as a power.
Do we think that the Marshawn Lynch play
changed everything.
Did that much devastation?
It changed everything.
I mean, think about that. One play ruined, imploded a potential yeah. dynasty.
They lost
One
trust
play.
In their coach. It just, it ruined them.
And players were, you know, kind of changing their minds about playing there.
And kind of took away from them being one of the best defenses of our time. I mean, honestly, if they'd have won that second Super Bowl, there'd be no doubt. But now they're just one of the other teams that just won one. It tarnished their legacy.
Right. Yeah, no, it absolutely really did. And I thought they'd be, you know, they'd be the team for 6 or 8 years.
It sure looked like it. Yeah. Now, listen, they can restock because I'll tell you what, I think have we forgotten? You know, we always talk about the elite conversation. Where does Russell Wilson fall? We know Aaron Rodgers is in that. We get it. All right. He's one of the greats. Where does Russell Wilson fall into that now?
I think part of what Russell Wilson's problem is that the league caught up to him a little bit. And he's not nearly the mobile guy. I mean, I know he can still run. Don't get me wrong.
I don't know.
No, I know he can run.
He's
but I'm saying
okay.
There's not as much running in his game.
No, there's not.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know that the league's caught up to him. I think they have done a tremendous disservice with what they. I mean, listen, we complain about the Texans O-line.
Yeah.
The Seattle Seahawks O-line is mm-hmm. a bigger abomination than what the Texans have done.
That's out of left tackle.
Well, yeah, but oh, by the way, Dwayne Brown gave up what turned out to be one of the game clinching mm-hmm. sacks for the Rams last week. Mm-hmm. So I guess the cautionary tale in that is if you've got a great quarterback, it just, you know, if you go ahead and give him that fat contract,
mm-hmm.
you better A, put pieces around him so that you don't get the guy killed and you're paying for a guy with all that money and doesn't have anything to show for it.
Right.
And you better hit in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
You better hit in the draft. Who you guys? Okay, so real quick, since we're talking about
it. I got Green Bay.
You got Green Bay.
I don't feel great about it, but I do.
I'm going to tentatively right now say the Seahawks, but I could change it before the night's over.
I'm taking Seattle. Home teams have dominated Thursday nights. They've just absolutely dominated.
I know. There's always an exception.
There always is an exception. Yeah. The thing about the Packers, they are so up and down. They'll look great one night and then lay a complete egg the next. I'll tell you what, if Aaron Jones can get going, not that anybody's got him on his fantasy team or anything like that, but that'd help a lot too. Rockets! They host the Warriors tonight at the Toyota Center. The Warriors are a league best 12-3. Rockets at 6-7 on the season. 1-4 at home. They just got their first win of the season at home just a couple nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say, Landry? They are a 2.5-point favorite coming into this game tonight?
Again, I just looked at ESPN, and ESPN had that line. I don't know. Sean Pendergast will probably let us know. But
Sean,
yeah,
you're listening.
What I saw was 2.5.
I don't see how,
man.
I don't see how either.
Jump all over it.
I want to clear my account.
Because, you know, Durant and Draymond are going to try to put the, you know, try to put the, you know, the cohesive front forward.
I thought he's suspended tonight.
Well, he's back tonight.
Okay.
No, they're gonna put some work in. I think.
Yay or nay? Kevin Durant will be a Golden State Warrior next season.
I would think he would be there, but man, it's just looking like more and more like there's some doubt going on over there. So I'll say nay.
Nay for you.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you fall in line on this, Landry Locker?
Yay.
You say he will be a Golden State Warrior
mm-hmm.
next year.
Yes.
Do they keep Klay Thompson too?
Yes.
A little luxury tax.
What do you think?
Huh? I think he leaves.
How about he and LeBron?
Because here's the thing. Here's why he can leave.
How about he and LeBron in L.A.?
I mean, that would
be the obvious one to me. They're both on the twilight of their career, so to speak.
But they're saying Anthony Davis is the one that's going to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the one thing that LeBron has shown in today's NBA is you don't have to stay with the same team for the entire time. It's not going to hurt your legacy. I mean, he's bouncing around. He's now on his third NBA team. So this would be the third team for Kevin Durant. I mean, technically the fourth team if you're going to include the Seattle Supersonics, even though they became the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd go back to – I wonder if he's going to go back to the East Coast. Everybody keeps saying he's going to go back to the Knicks.
I could see him going to the Knicks.
And who was it? I want to say it was Jalen Rose on a Bill Simmons podcast before the season even started – predicted that he would go back to the Knicks.
What about him with the 76ers super team?
Do they have any money left? Could they do it? Because Jimmy Butler's got to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
But they're kind of, you know, and I don't think Embiid's contract is quite the supermax contract that it was when he signed it.
I think he should pull a poor man's LeBron James and go back to OKC.
Ooh.
That's what I would do if I were him.
Mm-hmm.
But he does not want to go back. But here's
to
the thing. Can him and Russell Wilson get along?
Yeah, he doesn't
want to
go back.
Russell Westbrook. Can those two cohabitate? Mm-hmm.
I have no idea, but I doubt it.
I don't think so.
But I think it'd be cool if he did.
See, I wouldn't mind seeing him and Paul George and Stephen Adams together. That would be interesting. That would be interesting. All right. So there's that. All right, listen. 2 hours of the program in the books. Are you guys surprised at all to find out that the New Jersey couple that had the alleged GoFundMe account for the homeless guy who said he was going to give him his last $20, even though apparently he was a crackhead.
Yeah.
And as it was acutely pointed out on a comment board, what crackhead's giving up $20?
One that's cracked out.
No, they're going to buy more crack.
That's exactly what they're going to do.
No crackhead worth his salt is going to go give $20.
Crackhead's going to crack.
Crackheads are going to crack. If you're a crackhead and you're listening to this program, 713-572, no one has ever said, hey, that's the most charitable crackhead I've ever met in my life.
But maybe they were so cracked out that they were willing to give up the 20.
He's misunderstood.
Crackheads have done far worse mm-hmm. when cracked out than give up 20 bucks.
Try to go do things to go get more money
and
for
they're
crack,
usually
not
try,
go
yeah,
give
they're, yeah.
their money away.
I got flexed on today or the other day by a crackhead on the way to work.
What
really?
Do you do?
Yeah, he came up to me while I was pumping gas.
Oh,
and,
no.
And usually if I have a dollar or something, you know, here you go. But this guy came up to me and he had like a Bible and he was kind of tweaking and
was
shaking.
Was he shaking? Yeah.
Yeah, he was shaking a little
moving
bit.
Moving and shaking.
And he goes, can I ask you a question? And I was like, yeah, go ahead. He goes, will you not treat me like a homeless crackhead? And I was like, I don't know. how do you know how I treat homeless crackheads? I was like, I don't understand your question. He goes, you're doing it already. And he just starts flipping out on me, like yelling. And I was just like, look, man, I meant no disrespect. I'm just trying to pump my gas. I'm trying to go to work. As you were.
Landry, crackhead's going to crack.
Yeah, no crackhead in their school. It's going to weigh $20. Hey, here, you're in trouble. Take this. So it became a viral story. They tried to raise 10 grand for this dude. They ended up raising $400,000. And then, of course, the homeless guy said, oh, these people have run off with it. Mm-hmm. Come to find out that they all three conspired and are all in cahoots. And now they're all going to be sued by the New Jersey Attorney General.
I don't think they should be.
They deceived the public.
Well, the public should be wiser with their money. But, I mean,
you know,
if you're
what?
Just going to give it to every GoFundMe.
Point on that.
At this point, with all the GoFundMe frauds and stuff, if you're dumb enough to give your money just because of
that,
then I don't think you should get your money back.
I mean,
that's a great. You know what? You may have swayed me on this. Mm-hmm. I'm easily swayable. I think I might. GoFundMe is a joke anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it if you're trying to raise money for somebody that's sick or what have you. But sometimes you get these people that are just raising money for I don't even know what. Oh, I'm trying to chase my dream. Give me money.
Here's the problem with you two numbskulls.
What's that?
I got to hear this.
No.
What's that?
What if you donated $100 to this and you got taken? Nobody likes to get taken. It's fraud.
No, it is fraud. No,
it's
you're definitely
fraud. It's a crime. It's an actual crime.
You went out of your way to do this, and you should be more. I think you should have a healthy amount of skepticism these days.
Absolutely.
This world. And if you were naive enough to give $100 to an avenue in which the number one scammers use, then you lose your $100.
But you know what scammers and con men and con women are? They're professionals. They're better at what they do than what you do.
Yeah.
Then it's a crime. It's a fraud.
I mean,
it's definitely a crime.
I get mad when we're talking about freaking packets. We want, you know, sauce packets. I get mad when they take away my sauce packets and you're like, oh, you lost $1,000. Big deal. No, it's fraud, man.
No, it is fraud. I'm not disputing that it's not fraud. And you should ever, but I fall on both sides of y'all's argument because you do have to have your your due diligence because, again, if you're that willy-nilly about it, hey, they look like they're in trouble. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should give money to it. I can see your point, Landry, and then also at the same time I can see yours because you're trying to do good in the world. You're trying to donate some. But at the same time, maybe it needs to be one of those, sanctioned type deals. I mean, again, as you alluded to, GoFundMe, mm-hmm. not necessarily on the up and up.
Nope.
We should start a GoFundMe. We should start a GoFundMe to see how many people will donate to us. That's the Triple OG John Lopez. Let's come up with an idea for what we're going to donate our money to, the Human Fund. That's the Triple OG John Lopez, just helping out humans here in Houston. Money for people. I'm sure there's a scholarship fund we can help as well. That's Landlock. That's our boy Figgy Fig on the watchintheloop.com. When we return, what are some of the storylines going into Sunday, and have we not given Bill O'Brien enough credit for what he's done for our boy Deshaun Watson in the first quote-unquote full year of him starting at quarterback? We'll discuss that and more. Plus, your calls and all that, 713-572-4610. Glad to have you on board. It's In the Loop on a Thursday.